Good afternoon. I'm Rachel on 94.9 The Bridge, and I've got on the phone with me the mayor of Long Beach, Jerry Phillips. Thank you for chatting with us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Glad to be with you.
Well, these are really strange times right now, for sure. Governor Jay Inslee issued a stay-at-home order yesterday evening for the state of Washington. Can you clarify briefly for those who may not be clear on exactly what this means for the residents of Long Beach, what is and isn't allowed, and how these orders will be enforced?
Well, basically, we're going to enact and enforce the governor's stay-at-home order. And basically, that's exactly it, stay at home. I think it's a pretty clear message. We're looking at only essential businesses being open. In Pacific County and Long Beach, I'm in touch and working with the emergency management and also with our emergency operations center that we've activated now, together with three other mayors and the county and other officials. We're looking at all the situations and taking steps as needed. Naturally, everything is a fluid thing going from day to day. Mm-hmm. In Long Beach itself and in Pacific County, we have closed down the beach approaches to vehicular traffic. However, you can still walk and ride your bike to the beach because the state parks has only closed the campgrounds. They have not closed the state beaches. And so that's kind of where we stand now.
Well, Americans by nature don't like restrictions. So how would you say the public at large is cooperating with the stay-at-home directive?
Last week was pretty hectic, as you probably have, people have seen on the news, if they've watched the news. Mm-hmm. You know, everything from Westport to Long Beach to Seaside and other places were hit and inundated quite a bit by a lot of tourists coming in, which created havoc. Sunday morning at 6 a.m., I closed down the beach approaches, and it seemed to slow down a lot of the activity, at least in Long Beach. And then by Sunday night, we, Pacific County, EOC, we had, and the health department had directed the closure of hotels and motels, RV centers, and vacation rentals. Mm-hmm. So that's all in place at this time before our governor made his comments yesterday. But since Sunday, Monday and today, everything's much quieter. We do have a lot of people staying home now. All the merchants and hotels and everything have voluntarily in Long Beach agreed to a volunteer shutdown for the most part. And so at this point, everything looks good. But again, we have another weekend coming up.
Well, on that note, there's somewhere around 5,000 residents living on the Washington Peninsula and very limited resources to deal with a major situation that could potentially come up, particularly with law enforcement and medical resources. The National Guard has been activated in Washington State to assist the logistics of responding to the spread of the virus. Will we be seeing this on the Washington Peninsula? And if we do see an influx of cases, God forbid, on the peninsula, how is the medical community preparing for that right now?
Well, our EOC, Emergency Operations Center, we have several different command centers inside there, planning and operations and stuff. We've been in touch with our hospitals and everything and with our doctors. And so we're staging, trying to be prepared. We've already identified places for drive-through testing once that is up and going. So we're doing a lot of planning. We've got a lot of communications going on. I think we're prepared, but are we prepared on a 1 to 10, a 10? Probably not. We're probably closer to like a 5 or a 6, depending on how many cases would come about. You know, the capacity of our hospitals are much smaller than you would have at bigger hospitals. So, again, that's going to be a challenge. But as far as the National Guard being in Pacific County, there's no way I could say yay or nay either way that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, if things go the wrong way, I would imagine we would see National Guard here. On the other hand, it just depends.
Do you have anything else you want to add or let our listeners know?
No, I just think that even though this is really an emergency and a virus that's taking a toll on a lot of people, and there's no age limitations, I mean, the young and the older are getting affected. But the bigger thing is for all of us just to pull together, take a deep breath, know that we will get through this, mm-hmm. and we will come out on the other side in good shape and go back to, as some people call it, back to a normal lifestyle. But right now, we just got to really pull together and take care of each other and ensure that we're not spreading the virus to other people.
That was Long Beach Mayor Jerry Phillips speaking with us on the situation on the Washington Peninsula. We want to thank the mayor for being with us again today. And 94.9 The Bridge would like to remind everyone that it's important during this time of uncertainty to maintain our sense of community and continue to support each other as best we can while taking necessary precautions to keep everyone safe. We will overcome and we will come out strong, like the mayor said, and unified if we remember that we are all in this together. Thank you again, Mayor, for being with us tonight. Stay tuned to 94.9 The Bridge for updates as they come up.